Good morning. Oh, bad morning. Good morning. I like the three matching sweaters up here. My name is Lisa, and today we're going to make fireworks. No, I'm just kidding. Quite kind of kidding. But I do need help with someone to hold the mic for me, because I need both my hands. Do you want to hold the mic the whole time? No, I want you to have a front row seat. Can you hold it? Okay. So you just hold it to my mouth. All right, so this is called the Teabag Gospel. What's it called? Teabag Gospel. So can you guess what's in my hand? You all are brilliant. It is a teabag, okay? So we'll take the teabag out. And once you learn this story, if you ever want to tell it or show it, you have to tell the story with it. Promise? Or I can't show you. Promise? Okay, we can continue the story. So this is a teabag. And it represents you. Who does it represent? Good, us, you, very good. You guys are getting every question right. Now inside the tea bag is some black stuff. So inside of us, we have this black stuff, and I want you to take a wild guess. This is a little harder. What do you think this black stuff inside represents? Sin, okay, organs was very scientific. Maybe you'll be a doctor. Okay, so, this black stuff inside is going to represent sin, okay? So who's the teabag? You, and what's inside? Sin, okay. Now there's this little string, and this little string, it catches you by and it can throw you any which way. This string represents the devil. Who does it represent? The devil. And I'll tell you something, we're born into a sinful world, and sometimes the devil can just whirl us around and tell us which way to go. Your brother made you mad. You socked him and you shouldn't have socked him in the face. So this string represents what? The devil. Very good. So are you ready for a quiz? What does the tea bag represent? You. What is the black stuff inside? Sin. And what's the string? The devil. But lucky for us, or what a blessing. John 3:16. Who knows that verse? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. And aren't you thankful because Jesus represents us as being able to be cut free from the lies of the devil and completely set free. Now, 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sins, what does he do? He's faithful and just to, very good, forgive you of your sins. But he doesn't just say, I forgive you. You can go ahead and sin again and do that. You know what he wants to do? He wants to cleanse you. So I'm going to have you come this way with me. He wants to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And sometimes it hurts when we get disciplined or we get told, hey, you shouldn't have done that. This has to change. But God only ever cuts to heal, right? He only ever, our parents, even when we get in trouble with them, sometimes we're like, oh, why? It's only ever for our good. And when he cuts us open, sometimes it hurts, but ultimately, it's to clean us from all of the sin in our life, okay? And when he sets us free from sin, he says, you know what? I'm not just going to cleanse them from their sin. I'm going to wipe their record clean and pure. So then he sets you up, and he says, now that you are set free from sin, I'm going to set you up as my disciple. And do you remember the story in the book of Acts where the disciples, when they came to Jesus, he changed their life completely. And that's what happens when we give our hearts to Jesus. And he set them on fire, and they said that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is where the fireworks come in. Because when you give your life to Jesus and he sets you free, they became disciples. And they started spreading the gospel of the good news that one day Jesus is going to come back. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to take you to heaven. Ah, and when he takes you to heaven, you're up there for 1,000 years, and my husband's going to catch the New Jerusalem. As it comes down, it's 1,000 years, so it's a long time. Anyways, folks, the New Jerusalem comes down, and I don't want you to miss this part. Maybe I can catch the New Jerusalem. Jerusalem comes down, and it actually sets up here on earth. And do you know what's really special about the New Jerusalem? I promise the alarms are not going to go off. Is Jesus wants to be with you. Every day, He wants to be with you. And you know, it's as simple as saying, today I choose you for my God. Having him come into your heart, and he will take you home one day with him to heaven and ultimately to live with you forever in the New Jerusalem. So do you want to give him your heart today? It's as simple as saying, I choose you. Let's pray. Lord, we're thankful for the teabag gospel. Such a simple picture of a beautiful message that you came to set us free from sin and give us victory. And one day you're coming back again and you will live and reign. We will live and reign with you in the New Jerusalem. I pray for these young people here that not one of them would be missing from your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. You can go back to your seat.